Murphy stopped by Sankow's Beaverbrook Farm in Lyme and tasted some of their raw cow's milk feta cheese.
That's pretty good.
The farm produces about 200 pounds of feta a week. But Murphy says in current trade negotiations, Europe wants to ensure it couldn't be called that because it's produced in the U.S. The same holds true for other cheeses named after European places, like Parmesan or Camembert.
If Europe got their way, there would be a perceived difference between a feta cheese and a feta-style cheese. People would think that they were buying something different when they actually weren't.
Murphy says it could happen. When Canada signed a trade negotiation with the EU, they gave up the ability to call those European regionally named cheeses by their usual names. Suzanne Sankow, who runs the farm, says if they weren't allowed to call the cheese what it is, people would be hesitant to buy it.
To say, oh, it is feta. Well, why don't you call it feta? It would be a very difficult, and it would impact us financially.
Murphy says he and a bipartisan group of senators are sending a letter to the chief negotiator with the European Union, asking him to make sure the cheese names can stay put. He says there's plenty of time to address the issue. A trade deal isn't expected before 2015. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.